Good day. My name is Alena Edwards, and welcome to my talk on the lessons in programming model comparisons using OpenMP and CUDA for targeting GPUs. I worked with Ruben Budiarja and Veronica Melese Vergara at the Oak Ridge National Lab for the duration of about a year on this project. A little bit about me. I recently graduated from the University of Arkansas with a Bachelor of Science in Mathematics and Physics. I also did a minor in Computer Science. Also, I was born and raised in the island of Dominica. It's also known as the Nature Isle of the Caribbean because of its mostly untouched natural beauty. Now, in this presentation, we'll be looking at the motivation, what drove us to doing this work, as well as the code that we used and the hurdles that we faced porting from OpenMP Fortran to CUDA C. Then we'll look at our final results and then how we plan to use these results that we obtained for future work. So, why do we do this work? Well, the first and main reason is for code portability. It is important to create portable applications in order to reach a wider audience and on multiple platforms. It also minimizes the need for users to change or adjust the code in order to get it running. Additionally, we hope to compare the performance between the CUDA and OpenMP API. These two API can be used to accelerate code on a GPU. GENESIS, which is an acronym for the General Astrophysical Simulation System, is code currently being developed for, but not limited to, astrophysical simulations like core collapse supernovae. This will be, once completed, a valuable tool for astrophysicists and cosmologists alike because there is always a need for well-designed software capable of handling such complex physics for research. A couple of key characteristics for the development of astrophysical simulation code, such as GENESIS, are the creation of a mesh, which is the foundation on which the physics is displayed, and the implementation of solvers for hydrodynamic problems like the Riemann problem. The Riemann problem is a common problem in fluid dynamics, and it is the application currently implemented in GENESIS that we used as our test ground for this project. Due to the computational demand of these problems, it is important that there be a way to accelerate the computation. For that, we use GPUs, and this is where the GPU programming comes into play. Because GENESIS is primarily written in Fortran, OpenMP Offload for Fortran was the first of these GPU programming API to be implemented into the kernels. And the task now was to port all of these kernels from OpenMP Fortran to CUDA for C. Now, to port these kernels was easier said than done because there were three hurdles that we had to overcome in order to have our code running successfully. Firstly, we had to learn how to program using CUDA because we went into this project with no previous CUDA programming experience. Fortunately, there were many resources online available to teach those new to CUDA. Then there was the issue of calling these new CUDA kernels in the pre-existing Fortran code. For that, we needed to create an interface between the two languages. And lastly, we needed to convert a 3D array from Fortran into a 1D array in C. Some of us may know that Fortran array indexing is quite different from C array indexing. The first hurdle was